I love it.
Now, speaking of brawls in bars, the Vipertech VR8 taser has a power of 50,000 volts and can puncture the skin of a rhino from up to 200 yards away. But it was no match for England rugby star Billy Vunipola, who was tased and arrested after a slight disagreement in a Mallorca nightclub over the weekend. So Billy was at Epic Bar in Mallorca, which, you know, looks like...
It's one of your faves.
It is one of my faves, yeah. You know, the sort of neon lights, jugs of sangria, sticky floors vibe. Quite often you go in those places and they're completely empty, but you get tricked in by
just
a rep.
Just a few English guys on stag do's.
Yeah, and possibly...
And former England rugby players. Yeah,
topless, it turns out. So Billy, apparently Barstaff phoned the police. They said after he was throwing chairs and bottles at them, which he denies. But what we do know is that the police rocked up and found a topless Billy Vunipola refusing to cooperate. And there's some excellent CCTV footage of this whole incident, which has been leaked out. We'll put a link in the description. But the footage opens and Billy is topless with like a ring of police standing around him. And they're like, I don't know, they're arguing. He's sort of refusing to play ball in some way, but he seems pretty calm. And then out of the blue, one of them just fires a taser at him, which, you know, to any normal person would probably knock them down. But Billy Vunipola is 20 stone and 6 foot two, and he takes the first bolt and just laughs.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say that he does look pretty calm in this video. Like, I don't know, obviously we don't fully know what happened before the police arrive, but it doesn't really look like he needs a tasing.
No, a tasing he gets, yeah. Zach. Yeah. In fact, he gets two. So the first one gets fired at him, just like quite out of the blue, and... He laughs, shrugs it off, and then they shoot him again. And at that point, he starts like thrashing around like a like tranquilized wildebeest in like a safari park. He really is sort of like his arms are waving. And then it takes 8 coppers to tackle him to the ground. They all dive on him, bring him to the ground. It's quite impressive. I mean, I guess he is a professional rugby player.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah.
This is sort of what he's famed for, is he's hard to bring down. He's a ball carrier. Anyway, a witness said... He laughed the first time they went to taser him. It was like a film. And then I heard the words, another one. And the second time round, he fell to the ground and the officers immobilized him and put wrist ties on him. So they all like dive on him. And then the police said after that, they then dragged him to hospital where he had to be strapped to a bed and sedated. Apparently there was just a ring of coppers around his hospital bed.
Sounds like when like a bear from the mountains comes down into a Swiss village.
And then they have to like transport him back to the wilderness.
Yeah. In a helicopter, gets like airlifted out.
Straps down, heavily sedated.
I have to say that this sort of high definition CCTV footage is a real addition to our line of work.
Mm.
So you hear about these stories from the mid-90s. Like the one that I was thinking of is the John Terry pissing on a pint glass and putting on the floor. Which like, if there was CCTV footage of that, that would be incredible.
Yeah, well, there was, but it's been lot, yeah, for our business.
I also imagine that even if there was CCTV footage, it would be extremely grainy.
Yeah, low frame rate.
Mid-noughties CCTV, yeah. As opposed to this footage that we've got of Billy Vunipola, which is basically see the whites of his eyes.
Yeah, it's class. I will put a link. It's definitely worth watching. It's a bit like how apparently, you know, all those YouTube compilations of like mental car chases, they're always in Russia, and it's because in Russia you have to have a camera on your dashboard.
And it's Russia and they're all fucking mental.
Anyway, back in Mallorca. So a police spokesman said of Vunipola, the man would not listen to reason, which might explain the tasing. Anyway, a lot of rugby press are saying this could be bad for Billy. He went to court the next day still wearing his shorts and t-shirt from the night before, top now back on, and I guess sedatives have worn off. But he went to court, he pled guilty and was given a fine, and that's the end of it, and has flown home. But a lot of the rugby press are saying, like, oh, this could be the end of his career, because he's leaving Saracens in England for this big money move to Montpellier in France. And, you know, people are saying, how will they react? I mean, to be honest, judging by the footage, seeing 2 taser shots and 8 coppers being needed to take him down, I think Montpellier would be licking their lips. Yeah. I would be. That's exactly what they want from him, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if two blasts on the Vipertech V900 can't take him down, then what hope do some name of a French rugby team?
Montpellier.
Like an opponent.
La Rochelle.
What hope does a La Rochelle winger have?
Well, amen. Also, Viper Tech, if you are listening, we've given you quite a big plug here, so feel free to send us a couple of free tasers. A couple of 50,000 volters. See how many bolts we can stack.
To go with the pube trimmers that we got from
Manscaped. Yeah, so for the benefit of listeners, we have very kindly been sent some pubic grooming equipment by the good people at Manscaped.
Don't get those two mixed up.
Ha 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 ha